It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
T-minus 12 days and counting until the U.S. defaults for the first time, tanking not only our economy, but taking down the rest of the world, too. That is, unless the Democrats can raise the debt ceiling before then. It should be, and used to be, a simple nonpartisan exercise. Raising the debt ceiling is just the government confirming that it will pay the bills for the spending they already approved. The Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, are playing a dangerous game of chicken for no good reason whatsoever, except maybe to make the Democrats look bad? Priorities, Mitch. His strategy, such as it is to have the Democrats not only own the increase in the debt limit, not that that means anything, but to eat up as much of the Democrats' time and energy as possible to keep them from actually doing their jobs. So the Republicans are pushing the Democrats to again go through the lengthy and complicated reconciliation process. But the Democrats, well, actually Chuck Schumer, is insisting that they won't. Instead, he's bringing it up for a vote again today, Wednesday. Chuck Schumer perhaps delusionally thinking that he'll get 10 Republican votes to overcome their filibuster? So, if reconciliation is out of the question and the Republicans insist on using the filibuster to sabotage the economy, the Democrats are left with basically two options. One, mint the platinum coin, the easiest solution, or carving out a filibuster exception, or finally getting rid of the filibuster entirely. President Biden actually moved slightly on that issue on Tuesday, saying that there was a, quote, real possibility that they could do a carve-out. Do note that if they choose what's behind door number two, the Democrats could get everything they've been working so hard so long for. Not only raising the stupid debt ceiling, but passing the Build Back Better Act and the so-called BIF, pass voting rights, and accomplish all the other priorities that have been sidelined because the Senate has been hijacked by undemocratic nonsense in which the majority does not rule. Welcome to Opposite World. Regardless, a cloture vote is set on the debt limit suspension Wednesday afternoon. It'll undoubtedly be filibustered by the Republicans, wasting yet more time with only 12 days left until we implode. By the way, the House is on recess, and the Senate is set to leave again on October 11th in just 5 days.
Come on, man.
Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen on Tuesday testified before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, saying that the company's platforms, including Facebook and Instagram, harm children and spread misinformation and hate. Haugen, a data scientist hired at Facebook's Civil Integrity Unit in 2019, said that the company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they've put big profits ahead of people. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg called the coverage of Haugen's claims misleading, saying it would be, quote, deeply illogical for Facebook to prioritize harmful content because that would drive away advertisers. He said that her assertion that the company prioritizes profit over safety and well-being is, quote, just not true, and that it was, quote, very important to him that everything we build is good and safe for kids. Okay. Good news for some people saddled with those horrific student loan debts. The U.S. Department of Education announced Wednesday morning major changes to their federal student loan forgiveness program. They say it could bring relief to more than 550,000 borrowers who work in government and nonprofit sectors. That includes around 22,000 borrowers who will automatically be eligible for student loan forgiveness without needing to take any additional steps. An agency memo suggests that it will, quote, restore the promise of the debt relief program through a series of actions that'll be implemented over the coming months. It could include offering a time-limited waiver authorizing, quote, all prior payments from student borrowers to count towards the program, including loan types and payment plans that didn't previously qualify for forgiveness. The memo said this waiver will continue through October 31st of 2022. So authorities believe they've identified the source of that oil spill off the coast of California that has closed beaches and threatened wildlife. They say the source of the spill that has spewed now up to 144,000 gallons of crude oil into the Pacific Ocean is likely a 13-inch cut found in a 4,000-foot section of the pipe that had been pulled about 105 feet to the side. A preliminary report indicates that this tear could have been caused by an anchor that hooked the pipeline. Just incredible. And finally, for the first time in 25 years, the former guy has fallen off of the Forbes 400 list of the richest people in America. According to Forbes, Trump missed the cutoff by about $400 million. And one final period on the end of that sentence? It was apparently Trump's own financial decisions that did him in. Forbes saying that if he had put his money into an index fund, he could have amassed about $4.5 billion by 2021. Instead, he lost about $2 billion. What a shame. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.